Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer in WNYC and Seth Pinsky, the president of the city's Economic Development Corporation, is here to tell us about a bunch of new initiatives to preserve and grow the industrial sector here in New York. He'll also explain why Goldman Sachs is in the mix, specifically to support small food manufacturers in New York. But small batch kimchi operations and artisanal pickles can't possibly be the future of New York City manufacturing, or can they? We will find out. Seth Pinsky, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks. Good morning.
So the industrial sector has struggled in New York, as in the rest of the country, but it's still an important source of jobs. So first, how big is the industrial sector of the economy? How many people are employed? And what businesses do you include in this sector?
Sure. Well, the industrial sector remains a critical part of the economy, not just because of the number of people that it employs. It accounts for about 16.5% or so of all private sector employment in New York City. But it's particularly important because of the types of people that it employs, namely people with less formal training. There's a much larger percentage of people in the industrial sector who don't, for example, have a bachelor's degree. And there's a very high percentage of people in the industrial sector who are immigrants. And it employs them at higher average salaries than other industries in which the same types of people tend to be employed. When we talk about the industrial sector, what a lot of people think about is manufacturing, and that's certainly an important part of the industrial sector. But it also includes areas like wholesaling, warehousing, construction, and others.
So one of the main initiatives is to support food manufacturers. There's $10 million on the table, $1 million from the city and the rest from Goldman Sachs to support food baking businesses. Why food?
Well, over the last 50 years or so, the manufacturing sector in New York City has experienced similar trends to the manufacturing sector nationwide. Namely, there's been a fairly steep decline. In the last few years, what we've begun to see is the manufacturing sector here in New York City begin to stabilize. And in fact, going forward, independent economists believe that because of a whole host of international and local trends, that there is an opportunity to in fact, grow certain subsectors in manufacturing. One of the areas that we've seen and that we believe has a substantial opportunity for growth is the food manufacturing sector. And today, there are over 900 food manufacturers in New York City that employ over 14,000 people. The subsector has shrunk much slower than the rest of the manufacturing sector over the last 20 years. And in fact, in the last couple of years, it's actually begun to grow. Even during the period of the last 20 years when the sector was shedding jobs, what is interesting is that the number of businesses actually was growing. And what that says to us is that we're going from an industry with a few large players to an industry with lots of smaller players.
But really, really small players. So how significant is this? Because you talked about the 6% increase last year in the food making sector. However, these businesses are tiny, so I think on average about 20 employees. So what evidence is there that these businesses will grow and will employ a substantial number of less skilled workers and new immigrants, the people who are being hit hardest in the economy?
Well, I would say two things. One is that between 2009 and 2010, employment in the sector actually grew by about 1.5%. And this is at a time when we all know that the economy at large was struggling to generate jobs. More importantly, what we've observed from talking to, and we've actually spoken to thousands of businesses, what we've observed from these conversations is that the challenges that these businesses face in growing is, one, the fact that the space that we have for manufacturing and industrial uses in New York tends to be quite old and was designed for uses that are very different from the way modern users do their manufacturing, and two, that it's very difficult for these businesses to access the kind of capital that they need to go from being small businesses to medium and size and then larger businesses. And so that's what one of the things that our initiatives are designed to do is to address these very specific problems that New York manufacturers and food manufacturers in particular face.
The proposal is shooting for 20 new food manufacturers, but at 20 employees per business, that's only 420 new jobs, which is small board. Does Goldman consider this a good investment? Why are they participating in this with $9 million?
Well, Goldman understands that the future of the American economy, just as we believe, involves a diverse array of industries and a diverse array of businesses. The fund that we've put together with Goldman, which is just a small part of what is over a $100 million commitment by the Bloomberg administration to this sector, involves a program where we're taking $10 million and we're offering loans of between $50,000 and $750,000 to employers that are between 4 and 100 employees in size. And the idea here is that we're going to help these businesses to transition from being small businesses that cater to a very local market to becoming much larger businesses over time that cater to a market across the country. And in addition to just providing them the financing that this program provides, the program also allows them to tap into Goldman Sachs's 10,000 small businesses program, which involves things like training and one-on-one mentorship, which are also critical in helping businesses to grow.
Listeners, we have about 10 minutes more with Seth Pinsky, the president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation. Anyone work in one of these small food manufacturing businesses? What do you need to grow? Call us up. From what you're hearing, is this the kind of support you need? Or if you're an entrepreneur in any part of the manufacturing or industrial sector, call right up and you'll get right on. What are you looking for from the city or the EDC? You can have direct access right now to Seth Pinsky, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you're in small food manufacturing businesses, what do you need to grow? If you're an entrepreneur in any part of the manufacturing or larger industrial sector, what are you looking for from the city? Seth Pinsky is here, president of the Economic Development Corporation, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. On the food initiative, are we talking about kitchen incubator projects? Recently, we saw some larger food manufacturers fold, the Wonder Bread Bakery in Queens, the Stella Doro in the Bronx. So are you talking about artisanal pickles, the small batch kimchi operations, stuff like that, that sell at a premium at the local farmers markets?
Well, that's certainly part of it. One of the reasons why you're seeing food manufacturing growing in New York is a trend towards local production and an interest among consumers in products that are different from what you can find anywhere else in the country. And the fact that we have such a diverse population here means that the producers that we have are not only creating interesting foods, but they're creating interesting foods that serve niche markets that you don't find anywhere else in the United States. What we're doing with Goldman Sachs with our food loan fund is only part of a much larger initiative that we're undertaking to help food manufacturers and other manufacturers. So, for example, over the last couple of years, we've opened a couple of kitchen incubators, one at La Marqueta in East Harlem, which we've opened with a group called Hot Bread Kitchen, and another which we've opened with the Queens Economic Development Corporation in Long Island City. And already, these incubators are serving dozens and dozens of small businesses, allowing them to take what they're currently producing in their home kitchens and to allow them to transition to viable businesses without having to make the significant capital investment in industrial-scale equipment. That's also then going to involve eventually these programs creating step-out space for these small businesses as they graduate from the incubators. And so working with the city council, we're also creating step-out space at La Marqueta, about 20,000 square feet with a couple of million dollars in city capital. So the idea here is to help these businesses all along the spectrum, from very early stages when they're just concepts to the point where they're ready to graduate and become viable businesses that actually grow and employ New Yorkers.
Frank in Queens, you're on WNYC with Seth Pinsky. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. You have a business?
Yes, I do.
And?
Originally, we were doing support for the aviation industry, and the business was started here because we had the three commercial airports.
Right.
And we started branching out into other things. Most of it was aviation related. And then in 2000, we got involved in automotive electronics, and that led to software.
And what do you need?
Actually, the city could help us best by buying local.
In software in particular, or also hardware?
I have one particular product that, in fact, I know the city buys. I know Washington, D.C. buys, and it's a security camera and DVR setup for vehicles. And I did have an opportunity to meet with some people from the Department of Sanitation, and actually what they were looking for with those cameras, they'll take photographs of license plates. So it was not a good fit.
Uh-huh.
However, I pointed out, I wrote a letter to Mayor Fenty in Washington, D.C., when they had just gotten some additional funding, and I know they were going to be buying security cameras and DVRs. And I said, you know, all municipalities have their procurement systems where it has to go to the low bidder, but, you know, sometimes maybe common sense should enter into the decision-making process.
Interesting. Frank, thank you. So briefly, Seth, on the question of buying local as opposed to always and only by the lowest from the lowest bidder?
Well, we have to balance several different factors when we procure services or goods for the purposes of city government. First of all, obviously, we're in very difficult fiscal times right now, and so it's, I think, of critical importance that we deploy taxpayer resources as efficiently as possible. Also, there are constitutional and legal reasons why cities are not able to direct their businesses only to local providers. That being said, we do think that the buying power of city government gives us an enormous amount of leverage to help our small businesses to grow. And so we're really focused on helping those small businesses to understand how to navigate the procurement process. We've been holding, for example, seminars for local businesses to try to help them to understand when the opportunities present themselves and how best to secure those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been quite successful. So certainly using the city's buying power to keep money in the city and to grow businesses here is an important part of the larger equation.
Joe in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
How are you doing?
Good. What kind of business do you have?
I'm a small-scale brewer from Portland, Oregon. I moved here a couple of years ago trying to start a brew pub. And
right.
I'm having a huge problem with some of the zoning issues in the city. Brewing's just all manufacturing three, but everywhere else in the state and in the country, it seems to be all commercially zoned. This is an industry that's going to be coming into the city, and the city can support a lot of brew pubs. How can I get around this?
Seth, can you help him? And what's the difference between those two types of zoning, Seth?
Well, the city classifies different types of manufacturing and industrial uses from heavy to lighter manufacturing and allows those uses in different parts of the city. And this grows out of a desire that really came in the early 20th century to try to improve the health and wellness of the residents of the city and to make sure that people weren't living on top of highly polluting factories, for example. And so there's certainly a logic to the way that our zoning works. With respect specifically to brew pubs, breweries and specialized food manufacturers are, as I've said, an area we think of great opportunity for the city and certainly something that we want to encourage. If the caller is having a specific problem, what I would recommend is contacting the EDC. Our website is nycedc.com, or you can call 311 and ask for the Economic Development Corporation,
mm-hmm.
and we will be happy to help people to navigate the zoning and other requirements that are necessary for them
Great.
To open and expand their businesses.
So, Joe, definitely take advantage of that and tell them that you spoke to Seth Pinsky on The Brian Lehrer Show. And, Seth, in our last minute, and related to that, part of this money, I understand, will go for rehabbing properties for industrial use, right-sizing and bringing things up to code. But a few years ago, the city was pretty gung-ho that these vacant, formerly industrial properties be pushed into the residential market. Is this just a shift now that the housing market is softening?
No, I mean, the city has an enormous waterfront, and we think that there's an opportunity to encourage all sorts of uses on the city's waterfront, and we're having great success bringing businesses back to the working waterfront, whether it's in Sunset Park, where we're building a major new recycling plant, as well as bringing back to life a decades dormant break bulk shipping facility, or in Staten Island, where we're looking to expand the New York Container Terminal, or in Hunts Point, where we're looking to expand the food production and distribution center. We think that there is an opportunity to do both that and bring housing and recreation to the city's waterfront, and Mayor Bloomberg has been a great advocate for all of those uses. The money that we have devoted to modernizing the space in the city's industrial inventory is going to keep this these areas of the city vital and is going to create jobs and create tax revenues for the people of the city.
Seth Pinsky, president of the city's Economic Development Corporation, specifically on the new food and industrial seed money. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.